Hi, it's Alan Carrington again. I'm with Ricardo again. If you've heard the last episode, I'm not sure I'm ever going to let this guy go for another couple of hours yet, but I'm only joking, of course. I'm amazed, Pablo, that what you did with this university in Honduras. And, you know, you're facing this huge challenge, okay? You want to turn a traditional faculty into a 21st century facilitation, social constructivist type approach. You must have got some interesting responses from your professors, right? Some of them probably didn't even want to do it.
Right.
Okay. Tell me more now, or tell us more about, I mean, okay, we joke in Australia about the law of continuing employment. In other words, do it or you're sacked. You're gone, right?
Yeah.
Now, how much top-down did you have to do, and how did you get the bottom-up? Did you just teach them, or did you say if you don't change, you can't, we'll lose your tenure? What did you do? Must have been a volatile faculty environment.
Let me show you. It really is very simple.
I hope.
Yeah, but let me tell you. Well, I received a university with 6,000 students, and at the end of two rectoral periods, I end with 18,000
students.
And
you have to have eight
campuses.
Your resources.
Yes, of course. We have to build four extra campuses. It was a challenge, completely challenged. I had an equipment and a team of collaborators that were very, very, very committed with the vision.
Is Honduras poorer or richer, or where's Honduras?
Well, it's a poor country in the Central America. It was part of a Central American country near Guatemala and Nicaragua.
Is its economy stronger or weaker than Guatemala?
No, it's weaker than Guatemala.
So you're in a really weak economy.
Exactly.
You're in a developing nation. You're going to take from
six to 18,
300% increase in student numbers, and you're going to turn your faculty around into the new model that we now know, research has now showed us, is the only way it's going to work in the future. Okay, how did you do it in a few words?
Well, in a few words.
Well, you know.
The teacher used to go to the class and make his lecture, and the student didn't ask the question. He's afraid of asking. He's afraid of learning. He's afraid of exams. The scenario was as normal as any scenario in the world. The professor has to make some changes in their own life. The first change is to understand that he is an open curriculum.
Yep.
The students will learn from him, not from the board, not from the blackboard.
Okay.
They will learn from him. So we invite the professors to act the right way, to understand the students and the process of learning. They were committed with teaching and bringing out the information they know or they have, but they have to change. Instead of being a television set on and saying blah, 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 they have to turn into a facilitator that will transform the students, that will give them, the students, the passion of learning. But where does this passion start? In the student? No, in the professor.
The professor.
So they have to have passion as well. If they don't have passion, we are losing time.
Right.
So we have to identify the professor with passions. Do you
so
love
you
what you
change your stuff?
Yes.
You change a lot of stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
We used to have students that were falling into sleep in the class.
Yeah.
And the professor is always saying, okay, do me a favor, wake up that student. Until one student said to the professor, okay, you will get him up because you
put him to sleep.
Good okay.
one.
Okay. So We have to understand that the activity of learning, let's deeply understand the concept, the activity of learning is not the same as the activity of teaching. We have to focus on the learning process. This is the important solution.
Yep.
The professor has to change their mind in order to guarantee and to behave to fulfill that commitment.
Yeah.
He has to be sure that they are learning.
Did you find those professors in Honduras or Latin Central America?
Where well, did they come from? We find a few. We train a few. And we had to fire those who didn't accept that challenge.
Accept the challenge.
Because normally in education and in many fields, people used to maintain his position, and it's difficult to make people accept the changes. But so when you have people who accept the changes, this is important because they are helpers. They really provide the difference. And the students know. They know. We used to have two different classes of the same a signature, one given by a traditional professor and one given by this facilitator. And you will be surprised. The students...
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they left the traditional professor. They go to their class.
Yes.
So the teachers, they were seeing the changes coming, and they had to accept and adjust. It's a normal process.
Yes, a normal process.
So it was wonderful to see a facilitation process of learning in the higher educational level.
Yeah.
Where knowledge comes from everyone. This is important.
Yeah.
Normally, we have students that go to the class to face and to learn a new thing. But in this process, the student has to go to the class already knowing, already having information from that subject. This is a different issue. And this is the important key issue here in order to get a group participating.
Yep.
If you don't do that, you will have students in front of the professor just losing time without knowing what's happening.
Okay.
So the solution here is, one, different attitude as a teacher, as a teacher being a facilitator. Focus on the learning process. Second, we have to have programs where the students is prepared for the class for the next day.
Okay.
And this is very important.
So you,
and they will learn not only more, because the students will learn what they want to learn before.
Okay.
So they go with questions, they go with knowledge, and they go expecting, listen to this, they will go expecting that in a moment the professor will give him the word, the possibility to talk, and he is going to show that he knows a little bit. This is important.
Oh, absolutely.
This is critical. The key issue here.
There is a concept that was developed in 1997 by the US Air Force called just-in-time teaching. The concept is that this is the way I sell it to the academics in Australia, okay? What if I could take 30% of your didactic delivery, your content, that you usually deliver face-to-face in a lecture? What happens if I could take that, package it in a way to present it to the students in advance? But there's more. What if I could add formative assessment and diagnostic assessment to find out what they should have known last year, and also what they know about, and less so that you know what they don't know? And if I could give you that just in time for you to adjust the way you teach, then you're really teaching to the need of the student. Now, you've just explained JIT. You may not have never heard of the concept.
No.
That's what they call it, just-in-time teaching.
Okay? Good, very good.
And the concept is, and we can talk more about this afterwards, because I'd love to show you how this is done. We use a technology called Articulate, which is a software package. We package content in an audio-narrated type presentation with assessments and interactivity built into it. The student goes back and does this before they come face-to-face. The lesson that I had to say to an academic, and you've already practicing it, so you're way ahead of the West, okay, is, seriously, you are, man. I'm an authority on this. I'm telling you, you are, right?
Well,
the story, the thing that you, that what happens is that the average student, the one you've just described, didn't quite identify the high flyer, the high achiever, but the average student sits down and goes through this thing and and even gets his mother or his father or her father to help with this. Yeah. And then when they come into the classroom, they are ready to go. And the smart guy who answers all the questions, usually in a face-to-face discussion or whatever, is suddenly got a lot more competition.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right? Does that not happen? That's exactly what happens. Now, that's the process behind what you've said. Okay. We need to do some work on this together. This would be so much fun because you can actually develop these learning objects. I call them interactive learning modules.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You can put them out there as easy as can be. The students walk into the class empowered. The teachers know what they don't know. And they say, isn't it interesting? And when we did this in law, we discovered that in one point of law they should have known, and they probably knew at the time they passed the exams last year, but a critical point of law they didn't know.
Let me add
and
this.
And so this completely changed what they teach.
The most important experience around this this methodology, let's call it this way, is that in the class, the students become a new guy. I mean, it becomes it will show the results of this new attitude, discovering new things for him that already were discovered by others. And when he confirmed that he discovered something that was truth, he gains security. And this is another key issue.
Key issue, security.
Because
there's
something worse in education. When you're a student and you receive a test with a zero or a C minus or a D minus, a terrible grade, that's terrible. Because they're saying to you with that instrument, here is what you don't know.
Yep.
But you're not measuring what you don't know. You should be measuring what you do know. You have to transform the evaluation system to a system that will help you to confirm that you are learning what you have to learn. This is very important. We have to discuss this later.
We'll do some more. That's assessment.
Yeah, that's assessment. But this is an important issue. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. The student is not expecting a grade. What he is expecting? A confirmation of security.
I'm going to quote you, man, on that one. That is the line. That is amazing. Yeah.
This is important.
Yeah.
This is very important here because...
Say it again.
You... The student is not expecting a grade from a test. Yes. He is expecting the confirmation of his knowledge and his learning.
Right.
Yeah. And those traditional tests are not giving them that information because he is receiving a zero or a D minus or an E instead of a confirmation of what he knows. When you are acting the opposite way, for me, the right way, you're winning someone with potential because you're giving them confidence. You're giving them the possibility to develop what he's really able to do.
Yep.
This is important in order to have a successful group and not the session at the university because they want to go to the university.
Yep. I mean, we're going to wrap it up, okay? Because we've been at it. As I say, I don't care how many we do of these, man. I'm serious. What you're talking about is absolutely... For whoever's listening to this, I hope you're really, really listening because what we are talking about here are some of the most important principles of the 21st century on how to build a nation because this is what we're talking about. We're talking about development of leaders to rebuild a nation, no matter whether it's rebuilding Australia, and I'm telling you, after 3 weeks in America, I can tell you America needs rebuilding, okay? The same as much, a different type of rebuilding to Guatemala, but it's nonetheless I've been talking to Ricardo, and Ricardo, we're going to come back again and do it again.